Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with John Stick of Certified Angus Beef. Back with John in just a moment.
Glenn Mulready is ready to be our next insurance commissioner. Glenn Mulready has spent 35 years in the insurance industry, working for Oklahoma families and businesses. He's ready with a plan to make insurance more affordable and more accessible for everyone. Glenn Mulready believes in getting the federal government out of the way, ending overregulation, tackling fraud, and giving more regulatory power to the states. Oklahomans want their government to be part of the solution, not the problem, and Glenn Mulready agrees. That's why Glenn Mulready's been endorsed by the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. And as a husband and father of three teenage sons, Glenn Mulready knows how important insurance is when raising a family. Glenn Mulready for Insurance Commissioner. He's qualified, he's experienced, and he's ready. On November 6th, vote Glenn Mulready for Insurance Commissioner. Visit glennmulready.com to learn more.
Authorized and paid for by Friends of Glenn Mulready, 2018.
Our coverage of the 2018 American Angus Association Convention from Columbus, Ohio continues as the Angus breed celebrates the 40th anniversary of selling the first pound of certified Angus beef back in 1978, now over a billion pounds annually. We're talking with the Chief Executive Officer of Certified Angus Beef, John Stitka, about this remarkable accomplishment over the last 40 years. And John, you know, when you start looking at these numbers, it truly is amazing.
Tell you what, it has been an amazing time to be a part of Certified Angus Beef, and I've been a part of it now for 20 years. So half of its 40-year lifetime, and you get to see a lot in that time frame. And, you know, I guess to give you some by the numbers on where we're at today, you know, starting with 1 pound sold in 1978. This past year, we sold 1,212,000,000 pounds of certified Angus beef here in the U.S. and as well 50 other countries around the world. And so it's really been interesting to see. And while the brand started young and had its growing years and is maybe matured today, I would say that instead of maturing, we're just getting more aware and smarter about the marketplace. And I just think there's a lot of opportunity left for us. You know, here at 40 years later, we still grew by 8%. In domestic retail, we grew by another 6% domestically at food service. But internationally this year, Ron, we grew by 18-plus percent outside of the U.S. Our international business represented a third of our growth for the second year in a row this past year.
You know, as you look at the recent growth, it seems like it's almost there's almost a momentum going on here. You know, I know you go at that 30-year mark, you had maybe, 600 million pounds. Yep. You've doubled that in 10 years.
Yeah.
And obviously you're pushing those boundaries again with those kind of growth numbers.
Yeah, and I tell you, you know, this doesn't happen by itself. I think that the key thing there is what we're learning is that there isn't necessarily a limit to consumers' interest in eating better, eating higher quality products. It's keeping the price-value relationship in line. And what we've seen is while beef prices have gone up, the value proposition to consumers has gone up as well. And so we've seen that demand continue to grow. But what's really allowed this brand to kind of reach the level that it has today has been we didn't just grow demand. The American farmers and ranchers raising Angus cattle and commercial producers across this country really stepped up and supplied that demand. And, you know, that past year, Ron, we certified 5.18 million head of cattle into the brand. That's 100,000 plus, or just under 100,000 certified carcasses a week that it took to fuel or feed that demand that was out there. And honestly, we still have an opportunity, I think, to continue to improve. And that's here this past year, we had a third of all Angus-influenced cattle were a high enough quality to meet the brand standards. And when you look back, just go back 10 to 12 years, that number would have been at only 14%. So with genomic tools, with the expected progeny differences, and all the things that we have to better understand how to manage and breed cattle, the American farmers and ranchers have really done a great job in responding to the demand that's been out there.
They've responded to economic signals. You indicated in your presentation that it was almost a 9-year process before we saw those producer incentives come about, and they've really been a key now since that time.
Yeah, that's an important point. You know, this thing didn't it wasn't successful overnight. Those first 10 years were tough, and honestly, the brand in many cases is fortunate to even still be in existence. It took 9 years before there was ever any economic advantage to a producer documented by USDA or any other reporting service. And today, that has definitely changed. Today, packers pay $1.4 million a week back to cattlemen for cattle that hit our 10 science-based specifications. And, you know, what's important about that is, you know, that $1.4 million, it originates from the pockets of consumers and flows all the way back through the merchandising chain into production agriculture. And ultimately, it's that same source of revenue that fuels added value for feeder cattle that can ultimately target our brand, and basically puts more money in the pockets of registered Angus breeders who are breeding the kind of registered bulls that can hit produce calves that can hit the brand's target at a higher rate.
CEO of Certified Angus Beef, John Stitka. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
That's your Beef Buzz from Columbus, Ohio. I'm Ron Hayes.